AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There is a search going on in Arizona for the 84-year-old mother of Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie. Nancy Guthrie was reported missing Saturday night.
They worked tirelessly all day yesterday and all day tonight. All day yesterday and all last night. To no avail.
Sheriff Chris Nano says Guthrie has some physical challenges. He says the Guthrie home is now a crime scene.
I told you, she is very limited in her mobility, right? We know she didn't just walk out of there. That we know. There are other things at the scene that indicate she did not leave on her own.
The sheriff is calling on people in the Tucson area to help in the search. The first medical evacuees from Gaza have entered Egypt as the Rafah crossing reopens. The opening is a key step in the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, but mostly symbolic as few Palestinians will be allowed to cross in either direction daily. A new study suggests babies are able to distinguish between the different objects they see around them at 2 months old, which is earlier than scientists previously thought. Cleona O'Doherty is the lead author.
We could see the emergence of organization by animate and inanimate categories. Again, this was present already at 2 months, which was a very surprising result. But also that grew between 2 and 9 months.
This is the first working day of the partial government shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson faces tough days ahead, trying to muscle a federal funding package to passage and prevent a prolonged shutdown as debate intensifies over the Trump administration's sweeping immigration enforcement operations. Johnson says he's relying on help from President Trump. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are rising modestly on Wall Street, following some sharp swings in other markets. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% in the first hour of trading Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 353 points. That's about 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.7%. Gold and silver prices rallied back following some sharp losses earlier. Asian markets closed broadly lower overnight. Crude oil prices pulled back. The price of U.S. crude was down about 4.5%. Treasury yields edged higher in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.28%. Seth Sutel, New York.
A series of small earthquakes rattled the San Francisco Bay Area this morning in an area that's had a lot of seismic activity in recent months. The most powerful of the quakes was a magnitude 4.2 that struck shortly after 7 in the morning just south of San Ramon. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.